Mr. David, David Boyd, Boyd, 9/15/52, 72-year-old gentleman originally from Memphis, Tennessee, has been here for 43 years, was a basketball coach, has played basketball most of his life, has had numerous injuries causing degenerative disc disease and arthritis in his back and spine. He used to be a smoker, but he's cut down on his smoking because he's short of breath all the time, allergy, penicillin. Medication includes albuterol, pernebulizer, pain medication, Cymbalta, Letruda, L-E-T-U-D-A, Invega, and Benadryl. Surgery, two hernia surgeries in the past, COVID flu immunization. A year past due, family history, mom and dad died of old age. He lives at home. He has provider services. He's lost about 17 pounds. He complains of cough, congestion, shortness of breath at all times. He has terrible teeth. His appetite has been down. He has trouble getting to the bathroom sometimes on time because of his weakness, period. He has numerous psychological, he's a history of depression, let's put that, history of depression, history of schizophrenia, ADHD in the past. On exam, blood pressure is 113 over 65, pulse 67, or two sides 98%, heart pulses, phone pulses, three lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows the rash, where are mucosa with that lesion? Neurosiconfocal assessment, 72-year-old gentleman with COPD, weight loss, or two sat stable at this time, shortness of breath with wheezing and congestion, period. He's in desperate need of nebulizer treatment. He needs a machine, and he needs albuterol to be used in his nebulizer, period. He has issues with anxiety as well as psychiatric issues, which he takes Cymbalta and Latuda and Invega for, period. In paragraph, he also has symptoms of core pulmonale and pulmonary hypertension. Period. He has an extensive history of smoking, which I think has contributed to his COPD, and now with pulmonary hypertension. Period. He's also very weak, and this has left him quite debilitated. Period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Boyd, given his advanced COPD with other sequela of his disease associated with weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, degenerative disc disease, chronic pain, air hunger, and anxiety issues. Thank you.